I'm waiting to see Farm Bureau's 2010 food checkout day. That's how many days you work to pay for all your food for a year. Usually comes in the latter part of February. Meanwhile, USDA's economists have already released numbers on food inflation rates for 09 and 10. Food inflation for 09 was about as low as it gets. In fact, collectively, food prices showed more drops than increases last year. It began with eggs and dairy products. Later in the year, there was a slight decline in beef and pork prices. And by the year's end, demand had slowed so that fruit and vegetable prices leveled off. All right, across the spectrum, food prices last year were up less than 1%. Only a year earlier, they shot up 20%, even more. Okay, what's ahead for 2010? As the economy recovers, it's going to force prices to rise. You know, more demand always means higher prices. But nothing like 2008. That's Ag Review for today, Everett Greiner, Southeast AgNet.